it's a passionate genre. It's about love and loss and also horses. just kidding. I mean, no, I'm not. It is. There's a lot of songs about horses in country music, but anyways. Welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are indulging in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer space in a fun and flirty way for those who are just beginning their beer journey or for people who already love their brews and are hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones, and I am the beer drinking gal pal you never knew you had. Now, many, many moons ago on this channel, I put together a Taylor Swift drink along playlist way, way back when she released her album Evermore. And let me tell you, it was a blast to build because Taylor Swift is my musical guilty pleasure. I'm like low-key a closeted Swiftie, or I guess like it's pretty loud now that I made this drink along playlist. But basically the premise to this, I guess, like, what do I call it? It wasn't a podcast. It was just a series of videos, really. But I put together one specific beer recommendation for each song on the album and made these short videos announcing my picks for every day. Well, I completely forgot that I did this, and one of my friends brought it up to me this week, but it brought up all these really fun memories about putting this thing together, and let me tell you, Taylor's albums are long. So the beer recommendations towards the end got a little bit loose in their connections to songs, but it was a great time. Look back at it fondly. Anyways, recognize that not all of you out there listening are Swifties. I wanted to make this week's podcast episode in the fun spirit of the Drink Along playlist, but expand it to more musical styles. So keep listening to hear the beer style I'd suggest you try based on your go-to musical guilty pleasure. Now, before we dive in, I wanted to take a quick second to remind you that no matter where you're listening, make sure to hit that follow or subscribe button so you don't miss out on a single boozy episode. And if you're enjoying the show, take just 10 seconds, leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps other beer lovers or soon-to-be beer lovers find the Beer Feelings Podcast. So thank you in advance. Now let's start with, I think, the most common guilty pleasure genre, which is boy bands and girl bands. Honestly, I really don't understand why people feel guilty listening to these groups. I love them, specifically NSYNC. No hate to the Backstreet Boys, but NSYNC is clearly the superior group. I've been listening to them for forever. Now, listening to these types of songs is so easy to do. And just as a whole, they make you feel really good. High energy, positive vibes, sometimes highly suggestive, like lyrics, but we all choose to ignore that part because everything is just so peppy. And just like I mentioned, it is easy to listen to. So to go along with this style, I chose a beer that I don't hear a ton of people talking about. But when someone has one and is actively sipping, they can't get enough of it. Ladies and gents, it is the Schwarz beer. I think this beverage has something for everyone. It's light and easy to drink, but has a beautiful depth of flavor. It has all the soul of a darker beer, but not as high of an ABV, so you can enjoy a couple of them while you're out and not get totally schwasty. And much like how I think people should openly share their love of boy and girl bands, I really think people should shout from the rooftops just how much they love a good Schwarz beer. Now, the next guilty pleasure isn't really a genre. It's one specific band. It's a band that people love to hate and then hate that they love it. Can you guess what it is? I'll give you a few seconds. Okay, let's see if you got it right. It is Nickelback. Again, another one that I don't understand the shame. If you listen to them, they're actually really great. I mean, Photograph? Come on. But... Man, I'm going to listen to Nickelback all day tomorrow now and drive some people crazy. But for this pairing, I chose a beer that also everyone loves to hate. It is the Milkshake IPA. IPA purists roll when they see lactose added to their very precious beverage, right? Like it ruins the integrity of the drink. And then also separate but equal, people with lactose intolerance tend to have some serious tummy troubles after consuming a Milkshake IPA. But I have never seen with my own eyes someone drink a milkshake IPA, like actively consuming it and visibly hate it. And you know why? It's because they're great and everyone secretly loves them. Maybe I'm getting a little carried away and exaggerating just a touch, but I personally think that adding lactose to beers and specifically IPAs is the single greatest thing that's happened in the craft beer space. And let me tell you why. Because the milk sugar doesn't get converted to alcohol in the same way that other types of sugar does, it leaves this really beautiful extra smooth sweetness that doesn't, like, it's not tooth rotting sugary sweetness. It's just like, it's easy, breezy milkshake. I mean, like the title says, it's pretty descriptive, milkshake sweetness, and it really helps to balance and smooth out the hops, which I just think as a whole makes beer more accessible. And that's kind of my MO. So of course, I'm going to love this style. So for everybody out there, the Nickelback lovers and the haters, go drink a milkshake IPA. All right, now heading back to the guilty genres of music, up next is like grungy screaming metal. Now, I guess, like, I need to specify here. There are metalheads that proudly love this style of music. And I'm not talking to you guys, as this is a guilty pleasure episode. If you are a metalhead, maybe your guilty pleasure is NSYNC, but your guilty pleasure isn't going to be something that you openly love. So for me, in order to have you fit like metal in as your guilty pleasure, I need you to listen to some evil stuff, but not tell people about it, if that makes sense. Like when your work friends see your Spotify that you left up when you ran to get some water, I need them to be shocked that you like metal. Well, now that we have that covered, I imagine that the secret metal fan out there, when I picture you, I imagine that you're someone who's soft-spoken, a little shy, very kind, like easy to get along with, but like there's an inner rage that can only be quenched by the likes of Leviathan, Meshuggah, maybe Infant Annihilator. And I mean, like, in all reality, I also, this is another style I can't hate on too much. Aaron, my man friend, loves it. So we do listen to a lot of metal here. But for my soft-spoken, shy friends, who this is your guilty pleasure, I'm going to choose for you the Blonde Stout. Now, this is a relatively new style of beer. I don't even know if it's actually classified as a style or like a sub-style or a trend, but if you look for a Blonde Stout, you will find some. It's light in color and it looks very unassuming, but once you start sipping, you unlock the true heavy depths of this beer. Honestly, it's kind of like the opposite of the Schwarz beer. Like, the Schwarz beer is dark, but drinks very light. This one is light and drinks very dark. And actually, if anyone has tried a Blonde Stout out there, I'd love to know what you think about them. I don't think we've talked about it on the show, but basically from what I know about the Blonde Stout without doing a ton of research, they're kind of like brewers trying to push themselves to see if they can use their own skills instead of like the ingredients on their own to make a light colored beer taste like a dark beer, taste like a stout in kind of a blind taste test. So very interesting, kind of rare, just like my metalhead friends out there, the shy metalhead friends. Finally, wrapping up this episode with the one, the only, country music. Now, much like with metal, I'm only chatting to those of you out there that don't often show their love of country music. It needs to be a mystery to your friends. Now, it's actually been interesting to observe. Out in Colorado, people love their country, Loud and Proud. Like, everybody at least likes a little bit of country. But out here in New England, people are much more quiet about it. And it's actually been kind of funny for me to just observe, kind of going to bars, going to restaurants. There's never country music playing out here. But okay, if country is your guilty pleasure, you're probably really into that style of music because it tells a good story. It is very, like, I guess it's seemingly simple, but when you dive into it, really, it's a passionate genre. It's about love and loss and also horses. just kidding. I mean, like, no, I'm not. It is, there's a lot of songs about horses. versus in country music. But anyways, country music is your guilty pleasure. I want you to give a Trapelle a try. Again, this is another one that is seemingly simple on the top. It is light in color and light on the tongue. But the more you unwrap this style and the more you sip and kind of the deeper into the glass that you get, the more flavors you're going to unlock. And also, you will quickly realize it's a boozy little fella. So even if you don't start the night off full of feelings, a couple of Trapelles and you're going to be sharing all of your emotions with the world. Now that's going to be it for this episode. Did I cover your guilty pleasure? If not, shoot me a quick note at Beer Feelings on Instagram or TikTok. Actually, I'm just starting on YouTube. So if you're not following me on YouTube, come on over. It's a good time over there. You're also always welcome to send me an email at info@beerfeelings.com. And I'd be happy to help you find the beer pairing to any musical guilty pleasure you may have. And then also let me know separately, the next Taylor Swift album release. I'm sure there's one coming in soon. Should I do another drink along playlist? It was a lot of fun. So all my Swifties, let me know. Anybody else, different musical styles, also let me know. But wrapping things up, no matter what music that you are listening to today, I hope you're listening to it with a great beer in hand and even better people by your side. Catch everybody next week. Cheers. Cheers.